so I reach out and yank her ankles out from under her. She yells, goes down hard on her backside, and tries to kick me. Then there's a loud whump from behind me, and a wave of heat like an open oven door. Shit, fuck, shit! I take a moment to realize the person cursing is me, as I fumble at my throat for the bag and rip it open, desperately trying to grab the tiny claw and the disposable cigarette lighter at the same time. I flick the lighter wheel, and right then something like a sledgehammer whacks into the inside of my right thigh. Bastard! Stop it! I gasp, just as the raw smell of petrol vapor reaches me and I hear a crackling roar. I get the pigeon claw lit in a stink of burning keratin and an eerie glow, nearly shitting myself with terror, lying in a cold, damp puddle, and roll over. Don't move. Bastard! What? Hey, what's burning? Don't move, I gasp again, holding the sub-miniature hand of glory up. The traffic camera in the road outside the fence is casting about as if it's dropped its contact lens, but the one on the pole above the office is locked right onto the burning tires of the Range Rover. If you let go of my hand, they'll see you and kill you. Oh, shit! Kill what? She stares at me, white-faced. You! Get undercover! I yell across the pound. But the guy in the blue suit, the attendant, doesn't hear me. One second he's running across the car park as fast as his portly behind can manage. The next moment he's tumbling forward, blackening, puffs of flame erupting from his eyes and mouth and ears. Then the stumps as his arms come pinwheeling off, and the carbonized trunk slides across the ground like a grisly toboggan. Oh shit, oh shit! Her expression changes from one second to the next, from disbelief to dawning horror. We've got to help! Listen, no! Stay down! She freezes in place for a full heartbeat, then another. When she opens her mouth again, she's unnaturally cool. What's going on? The cameras, I pant. Listen, this is a hand of glory, an invisibility shield. Right now, it's all that's keeping us alive. Those cameras are running scorpion stare. If they see us, we're dead. Are you... the car? What happened to it? Tires. They're made of carbon, rubber. Scorpion stare works on anything with a shitload of long-chain carbon molecules in it, like tires or cows. Makes them burn. Oh, my sainted aunt and holy father. Hold my hand. Make skin-to-skin contact. Not that hard. We've got maybe 3-4 minutes before this hog burns down. Bastards. Bastards! Got to get to the control shack. The next minute is a nightmare of stumbling, shooting pains in my knees from where I went down hard, and in my thigh where Josephine tried to kick the shit out of me. Soaking cold, damp jeans and roasting hot skin on my neck from the pyre that I was sitting inside only seconds ago. She holds onto my left hand like it's a lifesaver. Yes, it is, for as long as the hog keeps burning. And we lurch and shamble toward the modular site office near the entrance as fast as we can go. Inside, she gasps. It can't see inside. Yeah? She half drags me to the entrance, and we find the doors open, not locked. Can we get away round the other side? Don't think so. She points through the building. There's a school. Oh, shit. We're on the other side of the pound from the traffic camera in the road, but there's another camera under the eaves of the school on the other side of the road from the steel gates out front. And it's a good thing the kids are all in lessons, because what's going on here is every teacher's nightmare. And we've got to nail it down as fast as possible, because if they ring the bell for lunch... We've got to kill the power to the roof cam first, I say. Then we've got to figure a way out. What's going on? What did that? Her lips work like a fish out of water. I shake my head. Case nightmare green scorpion stare Maginot blue stars tongue be loosed. Okay, talk. I reckon we've got about 2-3 minutes to nail this before... This was all a setup. I don't know yet. Look, how do I get onto the roof? Isn't that a skylight? She asks, pointing. Yeah. Being who I am, I always carry a Leatherman multi-tool, so I whip it out and look around for a chair I can pile on top of the desk and stand on, one that doesn't have wheels and a gas strut. See any chairs I can... I'll say this much. Detective training obviously enables you to figure out how to get onto a roof fast. Josephine simply walks over to the ladder nestling in a corner between one wall and a battered filing cabinet and pulls it out. "This what you're looking for?" "Yeah, thanks." She passes it to me and I fumble with it for a moment, figuring out how to set it up. Then another moment, juggling the multi-tool and the half-consumed pigeon's foot and looking at the ladder dubiously. "Give me those," she says. "But listen, I'm the one who deals with idiot vandals and climbs around on pitched roofs looking for broken skylights, okay? And," she glances at the door, "if I mess up, you can phone your boss and let him know what's happening." "Oh," I mumble, then hand her the gadgets and hold the ladder steady while she swarms up it like a circus acrobat. A moment later, there's a noise like a herd of baby elephants thudding on the rooftop as she scrambles across to the camera mount. The camera may be on a moving platform, but there's a limit to how far it can depress, and clearly she's right below the azimuth platform. Just as long as she isn't visible to both the traffic camera out back and the schoolyard monitor out front. More shaking, then there's a loud clack, and the porter cabin lights go out. A second or two later, she reappears, feet first, through the opening. "Right, that should do it," she says. "I shorted the power cable to the platform. Hey, the lights!" "I think you shorted a bit more than that." I hold the ladder as she climbs down. "Now, we've got an immobilized one up top, that's good. Let's see if we can find the controller." A quick search of the hut reveals a bunch of fun stuff I hadn't been expecting, like an ADSL line to the regional police IT hub, a PC running some kind of terminal emulator, and another dedicated machine with the cameras showing overlapping windows on screen. I could kiss them. They may have outsourced the monitoring to private security firms, but they've kept the hardware all on the same backbone network. The blinking lights are beeping and twittering like crazy, as everything's now running on backup battery power, but that's okay. I pull out a breakout box and scramble around under a desk until I've got my palm top plugged into the network hub to sniff packets. Barely a second later, it dings at me. "Oh, lovely. So much for firewalled up to the eyeballs." I unplug and surface again, then scroll through the several hundred screenfuls of unencrypted bureaucratic computerese my network sniffer has grabbed.